proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. On today's program, this is another Hebrew Nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Mystery. A constant theme of the Book of Esther is that things are not always the way they appear. The name Esther is from the word mistar and means hiding place. Now note, Esther's Hebrew name is Hadassah and means myrtle. Esther hid her Jewish identity per Mordecai's instruction. The Book of Esther has an element of suspense, and the characters in the Purim story are different from what they at first appear to be, and thus it is long understanding the Jewish tradition to celebrate Purim by dressing up in costumes. Now, as we think about Purim and Esther, we see the eternal consequences of a single choice. So let's step back some years before Esther. On what was probably a hot day, Esau made what seemed like a small choice to him at the time. He had been out hunting, and upon returning to camp hungry and tired, he asked his brother Jacob for a bowl of red pottage or lentils. Jacob wanted the birthright that belonged to Esau as the firstborn, and so he made a deal with him, the bowl of lentils for the birthright. Now, before we castigate Jacob too much, remember that Jacob did not force Esau to say yes. He merely gave Esau options. Esau became the eternal king of instant gratification that day when he placed the immediate over the eternal and said yes to his brother's deal. The birthright, and later on the blessing, passed forever to Jacob and his descendants. This was truly a bad deal if there ever was one, but it was one that Esau had consented to. A good lesson for us. Be careful of our choices, especially those concerning food. Adam and Eve can also attest to this. Now, over 400 years passed, and Jacob's descendants, now called the children of Israel, had been delivered from Egypt from slavery by Moses and are making their way to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. And here is when they come upon the Amalekites, the descendants of Esau. It was here that Joshua was chosen to do battle with Amalek that day, while Aaron and Hur held up the hands of Moses, according to Exodus chapter 17. On this day, God put a curse on the Amalekites, where it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." Because the Amalekites' constant threat to the security of the children of Israel, God commanded King Saul of the tribe of Benjamin to destroy them. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, it records the story. However, Saul did not fully obey God, but spared King Agag and the best of the flocks. For this act of disobedience, God stripped the kingdom from Saul and gave it to David. Now, before you jump to the conclusion that Saul's punishment is harsh, now fast forward about 600 years now to the time of Esther that we're talking about today. The prime minister of Persia is a very anti-Semitic man named Haman, who is a descendant of King Agag. Yes, the same one that Saul failed to kill. Let's talk now about the high cost of disobedience. You see, Haman pledged to King Ahasuerus the modern equivalent of $3.8 billion to the king's treasuries if the king would sign a decree guaranteeing the destruction of all the Jewish people in the entire kingdom of Persia, and really the entire known world. This would completely wipe out the Jewish people. Sounds like a newspaper headline today coming from Iran, doesn't it? Yet another bad deal with Persia. Because of Saul's failure, Agag's descendant Haman is threatening to wipe out the Jewish people 600 years later. Haman is specifically called the Jews' enemy. Saul's failure here put his future descendants, the Jewish people, into great jeopardy. Another good lesson for us is this. We should always obey the Lord because only He can see the far consequences of our actions. Now I invite you to join us next time as we will continue our look at the great story of Esther and see the mysterious way that God saved His people, the Jewish people, from the hand of wicked Haman. Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget provided by our dear friend Jackie Powell. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. Now, also regarding Israel, IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on an annual basis, so contact us here for more information about this trip of a lifetime. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.